in the crumbling remains of a social network that is emptier day by day. You'll find thousands of posts by a wily lunatic username BonerJamsA. There are posts about music, food, and television. There are jokes and absurdities. But mostly there's wild and idiotic theories, some deluded conspiracies. Would he ever not post? No, he would never not post, and he'd be posting still today. If not for a tragic and hilarious fate that befell at BonerJamsA's aid. Now most folks struggle for something worth saying, for a clever or original thought. Old BonerJamsA's never stop to worry about it. It's all trash, but at least it's alive. So he'd wake up and post, he'd make breakfast and post, and he'd post from the bathroom, of course. He posted his wedding, he posted his honeymoon, he even posted his divorce. Well, would he ever not post? No, he would never not post, and he'd be posting still today. If not for the tragic and hilarious fate that befell at BonerJamsA's aid. Sometimes it seemed like he was getting angry, like the steam was shooting out of his ears. But in case you thought he ever lost his cool, he'd post a laughing emoji in tears. No, he reserved all of his righteous anger for the government's aerial spies that he imagined were always up there watching a fleet of black drones in the skies. Would he ever not post? No, he would never not post, and he'd be posting still today. If not for the tragic and hilarious fate that befell at BonerJamsA. On an evening stroll, he saw a red light flashing, so he pulled out his gun and he shot and knocked the top off of a cell phone tower, crushing BonerJamsA's aid on the spot. Under the wreckage, a dying man who knew he only had a minute at most struggled to type out a final message, and he died as he tapped the word post. Would he ever not post? No, he would never not post. He's posting still today. If not for the tragic and hilarious fate that befell at BonerJamsA's, paranoid BonerJamsA's, poor old BonerJamsA's aid. I'm BonerJamsA's aid, I am BonerJamsA's aid, I am I.